Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas El Yehu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren and Oren Ben Moshe, and Toisha Gittelbas Horav Eliezer Monoyach. When we begin the saying of Slichus, the beginning of the coming week, one of the phrases that we use at the very beginning, ki al rachamecho horabim onu betuchim, on your abundant mercy we are reliant, we are trusting. And it seems that part of our trust in Hashem is in His chesed, v'ani b'chastecho betachti, and in His rachamim, in His mercy, His chesed that He does to be kind to us, to give us kindness, to bestow upon us kindness, and and rachamim, where He feels kaviyochol the pain of our suffering and has mercy on us, and because of that responds. And we say it in Shmoneh Esrei every day, Hatoiv ki lecholu rachamecho. He's the good one whose rachamim is never held back. V'hamarachim ki lo yisamu chasodecho, and the merciful one whose chesed is endless. Me'yolam kivinu loch, and forever we hope in him. Or ki me'yolam kivinu loch, because of his chesed and his rachamim, which are endless and boundless. So that's what we need in order to have trust, knowledge and feeling and appreciation of His chesed, trust in His chesed, and trust in His rachamim. Rachamim is really a very critical ingredient in our bitochon. And it's interesting that it's an extremely critical ingredient in some of the most basic issues in life. The Gemara says, the Gemara Nida, Daf Ayin Omid Beis, says that one who wishes to become wealthy, he should be marbe bischeira, do a lot of business. The Goyin actually takes out that phrase. The Vilna Goyin says it's not that. And he should be noisei v'noisei be'emuna, and he should conduct his business affairs with complete integrity. According to the Goyin, he leaves out the yarbe bischeira, says no. What you have to do to be rich is act in business with integrity. Then the Gemara asks the question, many people did that and it didn't work. Rather, instead, but something else. Not this, but you should ask mercy from the one who controls all wealth. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Kesabli Azov, all silver and all gold belong to me. Then the Gemara asks, "My komashmalon." So why? And Rashi explains, "Why do you have to tell us you should be oisik noisim and noisim be'emuna, or according to the other girsan that the goyin before the goyin's change yarbe bischeira do a lot of business?" So it's a condition. You need both, but really, it seems it depends on rachamim. Wealth depends upon the rachmi d'shmaya, the mercy of Hashem. And it's only that there's a condition. We have to act in a certain way. Not according to the Vilna Goyin. We have to do a lot of business if you want to be wealthy. And you have to conduct that business with integrity. According to the Vilna Goyin, the Gemara only says, if you want to be wealthy, do your business with integrity and ask rachamim, beseech Hashem for mercy. And it seems it's really dependent on Hashem's mercy, the wealth that we get, and it's just there's a condition that we have to act in a certain way. And even though that certain way, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, is the first question they will ask us when we come to Din in Shemayim, they say, when a person goes to Din in heaven, say them questions, Nosaso v'nosato be'emuna. Did you deal your business dealings with integrity? That's the first question, the most important question, it would seem. And yet it's not the essence of how one can achieve financial success in this world. Rather, it's a condition. You have to do it. You have to conduct your business with integrity. But the cause of that wealth, that ashirus, that financial success, that's rachmi d'shmaya, vakesh rachamim mimi sha'oishir shaloi, requesting mercy from Hashem. Now, this is really a very critical thing, that so much, everything in fact, of what we need, of what we want, of what we desire, depends upon our asking Hashem for mercy. In fact, even the answer or the response to Amidas HaBitochin, Kal Rachamecha or Abim or HaBitochin, we're trusting in your Bitochin, but in reality, we're trusting in your Rachamim, excuse me. But we say in Shmon Esrei, Al Tzadikim, Al Chasidim, then we say, Yemu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. Evoke your mercy on all of these people, the Tzadikim and the Chasidim and the Gerei HaTzedek and on us, everybody. Yeah, arouse your mercy on all of these people. And what should you do with that arousal of a mercy, of your mercy? The same Socher Tov L'chol HaBeitchem B'Shimcha B'Emes. Give good schar to those who in truth put truly have bitochen. Simchal kenu imoyim lo'ilom v'lo'i nevish kevachol b'tochnu. Put us together with them, even though we're not necessarily on the highest level of bitochen, and we shouldn't be embarrassed for whatever level of bitochen we have. And it seems that the Baal Bitochen, who is trusting Hashem, is also awaiting for Rachmi Dishmaya, for Hashem to have Rachmonus. And I guess that in all of these things, there is a common denominator. Do we really deserve the things that we want in life? And the question, more often than not, is probably no. But there's another concept, and that is that when we turn to Hashem, whether it's our reliance or our tefillah, which are very much kin one to another, Hashem has rachmonus on us. Look, He's awaiting my chesed. He's awaiting my rachamim. He's awaiting my help. He's counting on me. I cannot leave him in that vulnerable situation. I must respond. And it's a rachmonus from Hashem that, no, you really may not deserve it, but I have rachmonus. I see your situation. I see your pain, I see your suffering, and I see you're standing and begging and begging and begging, or counting and relying and relying and relying on me. That kaviyochel evokes an arachmonis that Hashem responds with. I think this is very important because we have to know, really, it all depends on Rachmi Dishmaya. We find that even by Hanukkah in the Rambam's Loshon, that the Yevonim made terrible gzeiros against the Jewish people, ad shirichem aleihem, until Hashem had rachmonis on us and saved us. The rachmonis was the cause of saving us. And that's why we were saved. He saved us with his rachmonis. But then the Rambam goes on and says that the chashmonoim overpowered the Greeks, and they saved Klal Yisrael. So it seems almost a contradiction. Who saved Klal Yisrael? Of course, it's Hashem's Rachmonis that saves Klal Yisrael. But when we put in the effort that we're supposed to do, Hashem lets us get credit for that. Even though we didn't deserve that credit, it came all about. Hashem did it with his Rachamim. But you put in your effort, you can get credit. We can get credit. We can be heroes. But we have to know, after everything is said and done, everything depends on Rachmi Dishmaya. The Gemara says the same thing, Haritza She Yishakim. If you want to be wise, so you have to learn, Yasuk Bechokhma. The Gemara asked the question again. Many people did it, and they didn't become wise. You have to be Mevakesh Rachamim. You have to ask Rachamim. And again, Rashi explains, if that's the case, why does it say you should be Oisik B'Chochma? It's a Tznai. Zevel Zelosagi. Everything, Rashi says clearly, Hoyelu V'Rachamim Hadovat Toloi. It's all Toloi in Rachamim. Chochma, Ashirus, Even our bitochoin is totally in rachmei d'shmaya. But there's a condition. For the non-bal bitochon, or for the lower level bal bitochon, or for the lower level tzaddik, there's a condition, he has to put in the effort. If it's for chochma, you have to learn. If it's for ashirus, you have to at least conduct your business with integrity, and maybe also, according to some, be marbe b'schoira. The bal bitochon has to realize that he's trusting in Hashem, but he's also trusting not only in Hashem's chesed, in Hashem's rachamim. Because sometimes we're not worthy of chesed, but I'm trusting that you're going to have rachamim on me too. But that applies to everything, even chokhmah and learning. And again, the second thing that they ask us is, kavati itamat Torah. Did you learn? Did you have kvias for learning? So that's extremely important, together with integrity in our business. But lamaisa, the ashirus, just like the ashirus comes from the rachamim, so to the chokhmah really is a gift of rachamim from Hashem, and a condition that we have to do. We must look at all of our hishtadlus as conditions. This is what I have to do. This is the condition for which Hashem wants me to, in order to give me. But it's a gift from Hashem, and it's often emanating from rachmei d'shmaya. Hashem looks at our matzav. He sees us suffering. He sees us awaiting His Yeshua, and that evokes kaviyochol divine rachamim, and that's really what makes it happen. So we have to realize where it's really at. Our efforts are important. They are a condition in the rachamim unfolding for us. Everything in this world really emanates from and is totally dependent upon rachmei d'shmaya, the mercy from Hashem.